Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Tuesday, August 4th. I'm Sarith Hawk. Fresno city leaders recently took up four major ballot initiatives in the span of 1 week.
When the press conference took place on Monday, reporters did ask this question, you know, is this good governance to make this announcement so quickly before the meeting?
A Fresno Bee reporter joins us to recap what members of the Fresno City Council discussed in that marathon meeting. That story in just a moment, but first, these headlines. The citizen-led ballot initiative to replace the expiring Measure C transportation tax in Fresno County is getting support at the state level. Valley Assemblymember Esmeralda Soria and State Senator Anna Caballero have introduced Assembly Bill 1923. It would place the so-called Fresno County Transportation Improvement Act on the November ballot. The measure, also known as the Better Roads, Safe Streets Initiative, got more than 30,000 signatures to qualify for the ballot. It was stalled last month when the Fresno County Board of Supervisors delayed its progress with a request for a more in-depth study. Assemblymember Soria says the Assembly Bill seeks to give voters a voice.
You know, the Board of Supervisors are using a study to circumvent the will of the voters. And so in good conscience, along with Senator Caballero, can stand, you know, just on the sidelines and allow this to happen in our community. I think it's a moment of leadership for us to step up and allow the people to vote.
The goal is to get a final vote by both state chambers by Thursday to meet the Friday deadline to place the local initiative on the November ballot. Recent immigration enforcement operations have sent ripples across the country's farmworking community, and a new report is laying out what that community is thinking and feeling. KVPR's Crescencio Rodriguez-Delgado reports.
The United Farm Workers Foundation managed to survey over 2,200 farm workers. Many of them do not have legal status. It's one of the first in-depth analyses of the impact of immigration enforcement actions on the workforce. The survey found raids and deportations have affected a majority of farm workers. They fear being detained despite spending as much as two decades working on farms. UFW Foundation leaders say there are often significant barriers to knowing how farm workers without legal status are affected by policy issues. But they say the survey sheds light on the willingness of the population to continue working despite the political climate. The survey also found most workers appear to be informed about their rights if they are caught up in an immigration operation. For KVPR News, I'm Crescencio Rodriguez Delgado.
There was a sudden shakeup among Republicans in the state assembly on Monday. Valley Assemblywoman Alexandra Macedo was named the new leader of her party. Members of the Assembly Republican Caucus elected her following the sudden ouster of Republican Assembly Leader Heath Flora. Flora is facing two state ethics investigations, including campaign spending allegations, according to the California Post. He had been in the job less than a year. Macedo represents parts of Fresno, Kings, and Tulare counties.
KVPR's $10,000 drawing is underway. Support KVPR by purchasing your $100 ticket for a chance to win the grand prize of $10,000. Only 800 tickets will be sold. Purchase tickets now at kvpr.org/10k.
And now to our main story. The Fresno City Council took up some big-ticket items last week. Proposals discussed included a general sales tax, an extension of term limits, financing for a major development project, and an advisory committee for redistricting. Those issues would normally call for months of discussion, but were instead introduced in a matter of days, and they were all announced publicly in a flurry of news conferences. Here's Fresno City Council President Nelson Esparza.
You know, I've introduced, you know, four ballot measures in the last several days. These were my ideas, again, born of ways in which we might more positively reform the way city government runs, the fiscal solvency and stability of city government long term.
The chaotic rollout led to a city council meeting that stretched more than 12 hours, where tempers flared, with some waiting till the final hours to speak out in public comment.
Why the need to propose it right now? And why have people wait 12 hours? It's such a statement that you don't care about people's time.
You cannot conduct meetings within the city council within reasonable time limits. You should not have your chair on that bench.
To help us sort out what happened at the meeting, I spoke to Fresno Bee reporter Melissa Montalvo.
Yeah, I don't know that we've seen the city council bring forth this many measures in one election cycle. We spoke with the Fresno County clerk, registrar of voters, James Coos, who said it was not unheard of, but also not very common. It's kind of rare to see this many ballot measures on our local Fresno County ballot. But there are several for the general election this coming November. So I think what was unusual was how many we saw in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, and I'd like to go back to that meeting last week. It was really a marathon meeting that lasted over 12 hours. You were there. Let's recap some of the major proposals that they brought up. The first one was the half-cent general sales tax, which passed. And, you know, this was pretty risky to pull together. Like, many argued that there weren't enough guardrails on how the money would be spent. So I'm wondering, why did it receive such an overwhelming majority vote for it?
Well, I think the Fresno City Council and Mayor Jerry Dyer felt that this was a stopgap measure that was necessary to make up what the city could potentially lose if a Measure C renewal tax doesn't make it to the ballot. So this is the way that Fresno can protect the city of Fresno, essentially jobs, transportation funding of around $55 million. And so I think they thought, you know, it's not perfect. It's a general sales tax, which means it's not restricted to transportation funding, but they felt that we need to do something to make sure we're not losing out on this funding and that we don't have to cut jobs. And taxpayers won't really notice it on their, you know, on their pocketbook because it's replacing something that will likely expire.
Right. The next one was the Redistricting Advisory Committee. This was something that had really an extensive amount of discussion during the meeting. Ultimately, it failed 4-3. Can you talk about what this was exactly, what the proposal was, and what were some arguments for or against it?
Yeah, the Redistricting Advisory Committee was introduced Monday. In a press conference, council member Tyler Maxwell was one of the big sponsors of this, and he said, hey, this is a measure that we can take away the decision-making from politicians, right? This is the redistricting is this 10-year process every decade where we're redrawing the boundaries for representative districts based on the census. And right now, the council has final decision-making on that process. There's some public meetings and hearings and things like that, but the city council has the ultimate authority on their own districts and their boundaries that they represent. This proposal would have created essentially an advisory committee, and it wasn't truly independent. It wasn't a truly independent body making those decisions, and I think that's why there was some concern. There was discussion in the council, and I think many thought this is a step in the right direction. Let's get more public input. Let's bring people into the process. But ultimately, the item failed 4-3.
And there were a couple proposals that were discussed, but then ultimately tabled. First was the use of public funds around the Southeast Development Area, or SADA, project. This was shelved pretty early. Can you talk about what that was and why it didn't get support on the council?
The SADA-related item was called No Debt on Development Act, and that would have essentially created a ballot measure to ask voters if they would prohibit, you know, the city of Fresno from spending general fund tax revenues or incurring bond debt to pay for infrastructure developments for this mega development, with exceptions for a region known as South SADA. And that was about a 2,000 area section of this project. You know, there was exceptions for that area. Mm-hmm. But there was a letter sent by attorney Patience Milrod, who's representing the Central Labor Council and a nonprofit group called Regenerate California Innovation. Now, these groups oppose SADA altogether. And she detailed several concerns with the proposed ballot measure and its language, essentially saying that we need more time to talk about this. The language is confusing and actually does have some carve-outs that would allow for taxpayers to fund the services in Southeast. So let's sit down and talk about this a little more. And that's what the council did. Councilmember Brandon Vang decided to make a motion at the beginning of the meeting to table the item, saying, hey, I want more time with the financial reports. We haven't received that yet. Let's look at this a little bit, you know, spend a little more time with this. And SEDA will be coming back to the Planning Commission later this month on August 19th. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll see more about the status of the project then.
Yeah, so much more to discuss on that. And then the last measure that was major that was tabled was the discussion over term limits, extending it from 2 to 3 for council members and the mayor. And really, this got the most public attention, I felt, right? The most sort of contentious public comment. A lot of people called it self-serving. Where does it go next now?
That's a great question, Sharith. So on Monday, Council President Nelson Esparza and Mayor Jerry Dyer announced in a press conference a proposal for another ballot measure that would have asked voters to amend the city charter. And this amendment would allow for the mayor and council members to serve 3 terms, consecutive terms, mm-hmm. instead of 2, as the charter allows right now. Currently, they can serve 2 terms, then they must take a break for 1 term, and then they can run again. And like you mentioned, this was one of the more controversial items. During that press conference, Mayor Dyer was asked, if this measure passes, will you run for a 3rd term? And he said, you know, I've thought about it. And if in the next 18 months, when his term ends, if I still feel like I have energy and passion for the work, that he would consider it. Now, a lot can happen between then and now, but his indication that he would consider a 3rd term, I think, made a lot of headlines and got a lot of attention. Now, I spoke with a couple of political scientists and experts mm-hmm. on government and local government and politics, just to talk about term limits in general. And they said, you know, there's a lot of pros and cons. Cities, you know, don't have one size fits all. There's different structures across the state and across the country. Some like City of Fresno, some that have no term limits. City officials referenced Los Angeles, where council members can serve 3 consecutive terms, but the mayor can only serve 2. Mm-hmm. So this is one of those decisions that experts say requires months of time, maybe forming a commission that involves experts, that involves the public. And they essentially all agreed that this type of charter amendment should go before the council months before a decision is actually made.
And yet it was 3 days before the actual council meeting.
That's correct.
So do you ever get answers about why it was such a quick turnaround time?
That's a question that we're still asking and that we're going to continue to ask. When the press conference took place on Monday, reporters did ask this question, you know, is this good governance to make this announcement so quickly before the meeting? And Council President Nelson Esparza said, hey, these are revisions. These are things that the public can review over the next couple of days. And the experts I spoke with disagreed with that assessment.
And you mentioned Mayor Jerry Dyer's response to, you know, the press conference where he was quoted as saying he might consider running a 3rd term if he could. And you got a chance to speak to him one-on-one about this. One of the things he said, he told you, was that he felt misrepresented. What did he mean by that?
Yeah, that's correct. I got the chance to speak with Mayor Jerry Dyer on Thursday in between, during the council lunch, and went to his office, and he shared that he felt the attention on this proposal was blown out of proportion, that, and he wanted to set the record straight. He said, what I said was I would consider a 3rd term should this measure be approved by the council and voters. But he disagreed with the representation of anything, you know, this being a power grab. And he said, this wasn't even my idea. This proposal to change the charter and allow for a 3rd term was a council initiative. It was brought to me by an unnamed council member who asked me, you know, a week before, Mayor, would you consider a 3rd term? And would you consider joining us at this press conference and co-sponsoring and co-signing on the legislation? And he said, you know, I shouldn't have done it. That was my mistake. I shouldn't have agreed to attend this conference. I shouldn't have co-signed it. And if it was a council initiative, I should have just let them put it forward.
Melissa Montalvo, reporter with the Fresno Bee. So great to have you in the show. And thanks for breaking it all down for us.
Thanks for having me, Sharith.
The deadline for an initiative to make the November ballot is Friday, August 7th. The City Council is not expected to hold another meeting before that deadline. And that's today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR. I'm Sarith Hawk. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
The fatal shooting of a teenager at a protest in Seattle has gone unsolved for 6 years.
This is open in your face. How are there no answers?
Our investigation has uncovered new evidence and witnesses who say they've never talked to police.
Did police ever call you?
Not once.
Listen to We Keep Us Safe, a new true crime series on the Embedded podcast from NPR.